And
what about that kind of a tree that, oh, a chair? You got any wild chair?
Well, we used to have them, but that's gone. There's no more of that.
No more?
Oh, no. People killed all of that.
All of what?
We had what they used to call the wild peach tree. That if the limb would fall off, the cattle would eat it and kill them. It would blow them up. Well, we got rid of that. We finally got them all out of the way.
What about that kind of bush that when you rub into it makes your skin break out? You know, the kind of a brook thing that...
That must be what we call the prickly pears. They got thorns on them. And they make a big wide leaf. But we used to have very few here, but while my wife was raised, man, that senior tig is covered with that stuff. It makes a big leaf like that, and they get big, and they're full of thorns.
Have you got shumac or sumac here?
Uh-uh.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Okay. I was talking about this kind of a vine, and it makes your skin...
Oh, they call that, we call that poison vine here.
Okay. The type berries that you raise out there, the little red berries, you know, you might eat with cream and cake or something
right.
Like that. What are they?
That's a dewberry.
Okay, or straw, you raise?
Strawberry, well, they don't raise no berries here on the island because we pick them up wild by the carloads.
Strawberries?
No, it's just wild berries, but they're just like them.
Uh-huh. Raz, you get?
They get black. When they get ripe, they start getting red, and then they get darker. You got to wait until they get almost black before they're good to pick. A lot of people cans them out here. That little girl just left here, man, she's crazy about them things. I got them along my fence, way back behind on my levees that I built out there in the marsh, and things grow wild. And she gets back there and gathers them up by the 2 and 3 gallon at a time.
Hmm.
She was out there yesterday. But they're just starting now. She gathers plenty of those.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, I thought you just sneezed, huh?
She just had a bath. She's got a bath.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind about something, she'd say, I better ask my
parents.
No, she was married. A married woman. She'd say, I better ask.
Oh, well, no, I don't know what you're talking about there.
Ask your husband, Papa.
You know, when she was talking about her husband, she'd call him her...
Oh, my husband.
Okay.
Mon mari.
A woman who'd lost her husband was a...
She was a widow, en veuve.
What if he just left her?
Oh, je séparé, separated.
She was just a grass widow. You ever hear that?
Yes. No.
Yes, Papa.
Oh, grass widow. Yes, I've heard of that.
Your father's father is called your... Did you have a name, kind of affectionate name for your grandfather?
No.
You'd call him...
Call him Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Right.
And you called your grandmother, you called her?
Grandma.
Did you have a name that you were known by in the family, Mr.? Like just a little
nickname we call?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have none. Now my brother did, Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
We called him Barlow. That's a nickname. And I had my oldest brother was named Jethro. We called him Jack. Old Uncle Jack. Everybody around here that was quite a bit younger than him, he was old Uncle Jack.
If your father had a brother by the name of John, you'd call him?
Well, we call him Uncle John.
Okay. Or if he had a brother by the name of William, you'd call him?
Uncle William.